Good morning, everyone. This is USAID here. We're going to go ahead and get started. I want to introduce myself. My name is Matt Johnson. I'm the Communications Director of Acquisition and Assistance here at USAID. Before we get started, I just want to provide a couple of reminders for folks. We are going to be recording this phone call and posting it online after the call. Secondly, we ask that you do not put us on hold during the call. I've muted everyone, but I still find that sometimes we get background music if you put us on hold during the call. So I want to just briefly have us go around the room. We've got a number of folks here from USAID in the room. Just want to have us go around and just introduce everyone that's here, just so you can put a voice with a name.
Okay, I'll start. Good morning. This is Kimberly Ball. I'm the Deputy Director in the OSDBU office here.
Good morning. It's Mark Walter, Acting Director.
Hi, I'm Sunil Xavier. I'm the Deputy Director for Foreign Operations of MOAA.
Charity Benson, Senior Advisor.
Diane Peroni, Acting Ombudsman.
Tanisha Olson, Program Manager with the Small Business Office.
Jamie Rogers, Acting Deputy Director for Washington Operations.
All right, thank you, everyone. So we appreciate you guys calling in today. I think we have around 420 or so people at RSVP to call in. So we appreciate everyone's interest in the forecast. This quarter around, we received around 165 questions, and I think we were able to, in a short period of time, answer all of the questions, I think, but one. So later today, we're going to be posting all of the questions and answers on our business forecast webpage, which as soon as that's done, we will be sending out an email notification through our email distribution list. We want to do this call a little bit different from what we've done in the past. You know, I'm not quite sure how helpful it is. Some of the feedback we've got from you guys, it's not helpful for us to spend an hour going through sort of a random list of questions. So what we're trying to do this time around is take some of the more general questions that you guys have submitted to us related to the business forecast to address those questions. Then we're going to post all of the questions that you submitted to us later today. So we're going to try and keep this call probably around 25 minutes to 30 minutes total in length. So with that, I just want to turn it over to Mark to just to provide a few introductory comments.
Well, again, I can't thank you enough for joining us today and how much we appreciate your attention and the interest you have in the business forecast, as well as the questions you develop on each of these quarterly calls. It's critical to us. We do spend a lot of upfront time prior to posting the forecast, going through a variety of clearances and reviews. And we enjoy the more specific detailed feedback that you provide us. And as Matt noted, we will then be posting it today as far as the 160-plus questions that you had, the specific answers. That'll be posted today. Give us a few more days, and we will actually also refresh the business forecast based on the answers to those questions. That'll just take a couple of extra days. I do appreciate, you know, the forecast. Obviously, we try and hope 6 to 12 months in advance to try to get something on the forecast that's upcoming. We know how valuable it is to the partner community to get both the information up as early as we can, as well as sufficient detail associated with us. So bear in mind as we keep trying to meet that goal, and also realize, regardless of what type of action, a contract, grant, cooperative agreement, solicitation, or now the task order component that has been added, they are snapshots in time. There will be instances where something will be identified as one type of instrument, and it may change at some point in time. Obviously, we look at that closely, and we review those matters. And I think you have to be especially aware of that in the task order component. At this time of year, we may know that we're likely to do something under a task order, but we may not be sure whether it's going to be under one of our IDIQs, whether we're going to use GSA schedules, whether we're going to use GSA OASIS. So there are a variety of areas out there, and or whether we find one of our existing contracts that's a non-task order IDIQ contract that an activity may fall on. So you just have to keep that in mind, especially in regard to the the task order component. We welcome the changes that you have suggested and that we have put in place over the last year, and your continued attention and our ability to kind of continue to enhance the detail and the quality. It's a clear focus of ours, and we continue to hope to meet your needs in that regard. One of the questions that came up initially was about the task orders under the new business forecast, and would it be possible to identify the IDIQs related to those task orders in the future forecast? And that is something we will definitely strive to do. Again, as we go on in the forecast and we know more details about a task order requirement, if it is coming under one of our IDIQs, we will try to note that. That is part of our policy, as well as any of the schedules on GSA and so forth. So again, I appreciate everyone being here today, and we have about a dozen areas that we're going to cover, and Matt will lead the way on the overall questions and the areas of emphasis with a variety of us contributing to the answers. So thank you again, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. I want to turn the first question that we have over to Jamie Rogers. Jamie, could you tell us what type of information the points of contact listed on the forecast should be able to provide to our partners?
Sure. We strive to provide, you know, frequent and constructive communication with our partners, mostly because our ability to achieve our program outcomes relies on these sorts of exchanges of information. We do this from the earliest identification of a need through receipt of proposals and applications. The FAR is pretty clear in the acquisition world what we can discuss during the pre-solicitation phase. And some techniques that we use are, you know, industry exchanges in terms of conferences, one-on-one meetings, sharing draft documents for feedback from our partner community, and site visits. So we like to encourage our ANA staff to engage in this sort of activity, again, to increase the level and meaningfulness of communication with potential partners. That being said, there is some protected information that we can't disclose, and that's mainly to maintain the integrity of the process, such as, you know, independent cost estimates, the composition of the technical evaluation team. But that being said, any general information about our needs can be disclosed at any time. And then after the release of the solicitation or the funding opportunity, the CO or AO must be the focal point for exchange with any potential partners. And that, again, is to maintain the integrity of the process and also to ensure consistent and equal access to information. You know, the moment that we get a question, we try to share that with everyone as soon as we can to make sure that no one has an unfair competitive advantage. And of course, we want to protect you as our partners. If you have a question that might divulge some sort of confidential business strategy, again, we try to answer it in such a way that we're providing equal access to information. At the end of the day, we want to, you know, be as communicative as possible to make sure we all understand what our common goals are. So to address this, we're in the process of drafting a procurement executive bulletin to provide further clarity on the subject with our ANA staff worldwide.
Perfect. Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Kimberly, I want to turn over to you. We've got a couple of small business specific questions.
Okay.
One of which, can we identify any specific bureaus that we are targeting small business for program and operational support?
Well, actually, all of the bureaus have a goal for small business achievement. As you all know, the agency has an overall goal, and internal to the agency, we've split up that goal among the various bureaus. So everybody is targeting small business to some degree. Some are more capable than others of doing that based on the type of work, but everybody is attempting to do that. You'll notice on the forecast there are some set-asides for the Global Health Bureau. They're a strong supporter of small business. The M Bureau will be coming out with the Managing Excellence for Operations. That's a total small business set aside this year. And also the Africa Bureau is planning a Small Business Partners Day that will happen sometime in early 2016. Stay tuned for an actual date on that, but it should be forthcoming. So we're working with all of the bureaus to make sure that they're including small business as one of their, as part of their partnership teams.
Thank you very much. I want to go back over to Jamie. Jamie is actually one of the people that works on our agency's acquisition assistance planning tool, which is the tool that we use to generate the business forecast. So one of the questions came in is the status change column. Folks appreciate that being added to the forecast, but they see it's being inconsistently used and updated each quarter. What are we doing to actually make sure that it actually is being used as accurate so that it is a helpful tool for our partners?
Sure. Well, thanks for the feedback. I'm glad it's becoming helpful. I agree with your comments and, of course, work to increase, you know, the accuracy of the information in future forecasts, as Mark said earlier. But, you know, we go through several iterations of review to try to catch these sorts of things, and it's something we'll have to remain diligent and focused on in future forecasts to make sure that column is reflective of actual changes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. Kimberly, another question specifically for you. Has USAID met its 8A, Women-Owned Small Business, and HubZone goals over the last year or so?
Okay. Well, for FY15, we don't have the numbers in yet. Unfortunately, it takes a little while for the current year numbers to come in. But for FY13 and 14, we met both the Women-Owned Small Business goals and the 8A program goals. So we've done particularly well in both of those categories over recent years. The HubZone has been a bit of a different story. I think it's a problem for most federal agencies. The issue here with us is that we don't have a large cadre of small businesses who are in HubZone areas. So we are working with the Small Business Administration to increase our pool of HubZone contractors. Our HubZone point of contact here at the agency is Kevin Davis. He and I, along with some of our SBA colleagues, presented to the MOAA senior leadership to make them aware of the program and what the opportunities were there, and then we'll have some opportunities over the course of FY16 to, again, increase that cadre of small business contractors. So if you are a small business who is a HubZone, please reach out to Mr. Davis or myself and let us know that you're out there and the type of work that you do.
Can you let us know what Mr. Davis's email address is?
Sure. It's kedavis@usaid.gov.
Perfect. Thank you. Jamie, another system-related question for you. Can USAID consider including a date last updated field to the business forecast?
We certainly can consider it for future updates.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the list of potential enhancements.
Yeah. I think it's important to note that we do have a list of things that we would like to do on the business forecast that we're trying to incorporate into the system. But obviously, there are system changes that have to take place, so
sure.
We are working to do that. Another question for you, Jamie. Can the name of the incumbent be included or updated when applicable to the forecast?
Absolutely. It is part of the business forecast process. We as CEOs should be providing this information. I think we covered this in our last business forecast meeting in February, so we can provide the link to that information when we publish the notes.
Okay. Another small business question for Kimberly. On the Washington forecast, there were several pending awards that were classified as small business reserved, which I think was a new category, something new that folks noticed on the business forecast. Can you confirm that both large and small businesses will be eligible for these awards?
First, let me clarify what a small business reserve is. And it's really a change of language for us. We typically, when we have IDIQs that have multiple contract holders, we typically have called anything reserved for small business or small business set aside. The terminology was just not entirely correct. Small business set aside is when actual work is set aside for a small business. In this case, the opportunity for work is being reserved for small business, hence the name Small Business Reserve. It means that you aren't necessarily guaranteed work under that IDIQ, as none of the holders are, but there's an opportunity for things to be set aside and for you to bid under full and open competition on requests for task order proposals. So it's not really a change so much as we are just clarifying our language. Having said that, if you have an IDIQ that has room for seven IDIQ holders and there are three small business reserves, that means the other four positions are full and open. So a small business reserve is reserved for small business, but there are other opportunities on that same IDIQ for large business as well. The only time it would be entirely for small business if it were a small business set aside.
Perfect. Thank you. I want to turn over to Sunil just to ask a couple of questions on the mission side of things. I know that there was a number of missions that were either missing or had information missing, one of which was obviously Haiti, was not included on the August forecast or the most recent one. Can you share what's going on in Haiti right now?
Sure, Matt. we did receive a lot of questions for the overseas missions, and we did make a concerted effort to reach out to each mission to make sure that they are indeed entering the information to the ANA plan, which basically feeds into the forecast. For Haiti, they are designing new activities. As Mark mentioned, there will be a refresh on Tuesday, hopefully, that we will add these activities that weren't included in the current forecast. And we will continue to update the ANA plan for other missions as well, where there were omissions.
Thank you. Another mission was Honduras. There were no new opportunities listed for Honduras. Is there anything related to Honduras that we can share?
Yes, there will be new opportunities forecasted for Honduras. They have been added to the agency ANA plan. Again, they will appear in the refresh and will be included in future forecasts, including actions to satisfy government requirements through task orders under already completed IDIQ mechanisms. Most actions are currently in pre-award design planning, and therefore final determination regarding the specific approach to implementation is still pending. Actions listed but for which no solicitation has been issued will be updated to reflect these determinations as planning design progresses. Honduras just completed their country development cooperation strategy. We do expect that Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador will be receiving big supplemental budget increases for FY16. So stay tuned for those countries. This is for the Northern Triangle Initiative. If you have any questions for Honduras specifically, they do have an email address, oaahonduras@usaid.gov, with information where you could basically ask for information on their capabilities relevant to the CDCS and other mechanisms that they plan to use.
Thank you, Sunil. Another one, Egypt, when it was posted, had information, but all the award descriptions, or there's a lot of other information that was missing from Egypt. Is that something that's going to be updated next week as well?
Yes. We're sorry that this information wasn't included. USAID Egypt has updated its ANA planning tool, and again, we'll see that in the refresh on Tuesday.
Perfect. Thank you. Another mission was the Philippines. Opportunities have been missing from both the last business forecast as well as the most recent one. Can you share any information about the Philippines, about what's happening there?
Sure. Unfortunately, the Philippines mission was closed all this week due to the APEC meeting. They have entered information into the forecast ANA plan that will be in the refresh. Right now, they did let us know that there will be two actions. The Office of Education has an early grade reading program, which is estimated at 25 to 49 million. Also, the Office of Environment for the Pacific Islands has the Pacific Adaptation Program, which would be 5 years, and the range is 10 to 25 million. Currently, they released a solicitation. It's a request for task order proposal to protect wildlife under the replace IDIQ. That will also appear in the update.
Perfect. Thank you. So it's another mission that we need to update.
Exactly.
The one final mission question I have is just related to Ukraine. Are there any new agriculture access to finance programs coming down the pike for Ukraine?
Yes, there will be one agricultural development project. The purpose of this activity is to promote land reform, access to finance, export promotion, and institution building. Again, this project ranges from 25 to 50 million. The anticipated solicitation release date is February 1st, 2016. There's also two energy projects that should be released in March of 2016. And then there's a financial stability sector program, which the activity is to achieve broad-based resilient economic growth as a means to sustaining Ukrainian democracy by stabilizing and revitalizing economic activity in the financial sector. Again, we anticipate release of that solicitation in March 2016. These will all appear in the refresh.
Perfect. Thank you. These are actually all the questions that we had for our phone call right now. Like I said, for those of you that joined us late, we do have the questions to, or answers to all of the questions you guys submitted us. I think all of but one question. We have answered. We are going to be posting the questions and responses hopefully very shortly after this call on our website. We will be sending it out through our acquisition assistance email update. We'll tweet out the link to folks as well as post it on FedBizOps. We appreciate everybody calling in, and I just want you guys to know we do take your comments and your questions very seriously. We appreciate all of the feedback that you guys give to us. We are always striving to improve the business forecast, and I think just given the nature of the questions that we're seeing being asked of us on the forecast, I think that shows that there have been a decent number of improvements to the forecast. So we appreciate your suggestions. Feel free to keep sending to us. I don't know if, Mark, if you want to have anything to say before we close out the call.
Oh, before thanking everybody again, just one footnote. The agency is under consideration in regard to construction and what path it'll take in regard to centrally versus a mission or regional approach to construction-related activities. So please stay tuned over the next few days. Something will be posted in regard to and on FedBizOps in regard to our change of course in construction. So I just wanted to note that we want to have a uniform message, so that'll be posted. But please pay attention to that for any of those interested in the construction area. And again, we really do appreciate your questions and feedback. We're always open based on the format of these calls and or other ideas you have to be receptive to questions on the forecast. We welcome them. And look forward to continue prepare for the second quarter. And also, we look forward to the upcoming Partners Day on December 1st that MOAA is engaging on, and a number of the breakout panels and so forth, and the overview and input from industry on that. And we greatly appreciate the participation and so forth.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We look forward to seeing hopefully a lot of you guys at Partners Day on December 1st. Thanks. Bye.